Israelis are heading to the polls today in an election that only a few weeks ago seemed a decisive win for former Prime Minister Netanyahu, but now it's too close to call. Israel's Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni of the Kadima Party is proving to be an equally likely winner. The outcome of this election will undeniably influence the prospects for peace in the region. And joining us now is Ethan Bronner. He is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Ethan, what would a victory by Netanyahu and his Likud party mean?
Well, Catherine, we don't actually know the answer to that because there won't be a decisive victory for anybody. There are 120 seats in the Knesset, and whoever wins is likely to pull about 25 or 27 seats at most, and will then have to build a coalition. So Netanyahu, the question will be whether he'll build a coalition from the center or whether he'll build it from the right. There's a sort of weird situation, which is that the mood of the country has moved right. And so the campaign has a sort of rightward feel. On the other hand, everyone knows that ultimately there'll have to be a deal of some kind, and to get along with the Obama administration, it'll have to be a move a little bit to the center and left. So there's a kind of parallel reality, the campaign and then the post-campaign, and it's very difficult to predict.
You know, I have to say, we have been talking to people about this election for a while, and one observer said that there was a sort of fatigue that he detected among Israelis, a fatigue with the situation in Gaza and a fatigue with the political choices. What did you see or hear?
I'd say that's absolutely true. There's a deep and profound fatigue here. No government has lasted the full 4 years for many years now. The Israelis are feeling like they're like Italians with a new government every year or two. And the problem also is that the very big existential challenges facing the country seem not to be going down, but to be getting larger. And all the likely solutions seem to be failing from Israel's perspective. So there's not a sense that a new dawn is coming with this election, but just sort of more of the same effort to muddle through. And that's one of the reasons there's such an existential fatigue with it.
Now, speaking of new, could you talk about Avigdor Lieberman and what he represents in this election?
Sure. He is the head of a party called Yisrael Beiteinu. Israel is our home. And he is an odd mix of very right-wing, somewhat demagogic, racist rhetoric and a kind of pragmatism that has taken over, too, with regard to what should happen to the land distribution between Israel and a future Palestinian state. He's most famous for being very vicious in his rhetoric toward Israeli Arabs and insisting that there needs to be a loyalty oath of some kind in this country. But at the same time, he's not religious. He wants to sort of reduce the grip of the rabbinate on civil and personal affairs, and he wants a two-state solution with the Palestinians. So he represents a strange mix of factors, and he has risen quite sharply in the last 4 to 6 or 8 weeks, and he may well come in third in this election.
All right, Ethan Bronner, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Cal.
Ethan Bronner is the New York Times Jerusalem Bureau Chief. They, of course, are one of our partners. And we will be bringing you more news about the Israeli election as it happens today.